Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Jim Harris, the current MD of Fine & Country Midlands and Newman Property Experts. Jim, why aren't there more self-employed estate agents in the UK? Talk to me.
I think it's a very interesting thing. The first thing is, I think you have to acknowledge the fact that there's less than 20% of all estate agents in the UK who are currently self-employed.
Wow, is it as much as that? I thought it would be in single figures.
No, it's about 90% of people now in the UK are self-employed. That includes people recognised as directors of companies, directors of estate agents, etc. So maybe not, you know, totally reflective. It's all part of the institutionalisation of how a estate agency began, certainly with my journey. Back in the 70s, it was all independent, self-employed, and then the late 80s, 90s, the boom of the banking rules brought out the Prudential, the Halifaxes, and all of a sudden the corporate estate agency world was created. And it's become an institutionalised part of way of life. It's as simple as that. The big sort of conglomerates have bought out every single independent estate agent in the back 80s, and you were part of the Halifax. I was part of the Prudential, the Woolwich, and Countrywide latterly. And I think it's just an institutionalised thing, and it's become almost like, for me, controversially, almost like a blue-collar industry, and that's what it's become.
Interestingly, someone said to me online that it's turned from a profession, I think it was James White said this, top guy from the Yorkshire, it's turned from a profession into a trade.
Correct. And that's, I guess that's what my reference to being it being blue collar is that it is a trade. And, you know, the corporates provide great training, great apprenticeships.
Because you're next director of Countrywide, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you'd know about these things.
Yeah, absolutely. I spent two stints at Countrywide.
I mean, let's all be frank. That's where most estate agents today, you know, the ones that run there, we all got a few years under our belt at one of the corporates, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, you learn so much stuff. I mean, I was part of the Prudential Revolution back in the late 80s, white socks, short trousers, and I think we ran the world.
Vauxhall Novas.
Vauxhall Novas, yeah, aspiring for the Nova GTI. And then, so, yeah, I came through that industry. I think, for me personally, back in the sort of the very late 90s, when Rightmove, Harry Hill was innovative in terms of bringing Rightmove to the market, you know, I realised then that I worked in a very prehistoric and backward and regressive industry. I took myself out of a estate agency and took myself into management consultancy in the consumer finance world just to see what the world existed like commercially. And then actually came back into independent estate agency as a operations director for a group of estate agents in Derby.
Ashley Adams,
on as part of their mortgage setup, taking it from franchise to employed through MDay, etc., etc. And had a great time there and learnt a lot. And then went back into Countrywide as well and found myself... And this is why I think, to answer your question, why people are still in that environment, is you build up a reliance. And corporates, whilst they're great about a lot of things, the for me, the thing that fails it is that it is a hierarchical and very much protective environment, that once you get to a place, your primary objective is to protect that place, protect your salary. And you can only do that by virtue of, most people can do that by virtue of pointing out the people below them, the things that they're doing wrong, more than help them aspire to do things better. And that for me was a pandemic that spread through corporate in the 90s and 2000s, where that hierarchical progression of, you know, promoting people above their competence levels created a reliance on their new salaries, a reliance on their titles. And I watched, you know, right the way through my career, poor managers who had no leadership skills. Sole purpose of life was to find in branches things that everybody wasn't doing. And, you know, the email management and all that. So I think what you find now is that maybe some of that has dissipated because a lot of those people have left, failed. But what you still have now is an environment of the corporate environment where people are trapped in that environment. And I think there's two reasons they're trapped in it. One is, I think it's a little bit like Stockholm syndrome. I think people have now almost fell in love with their captor. They think that Countrywide is the best thing. And certainly my last few years at Countrywide, that was definitely the case for me. I fell into the money trap. How do I replace this money? How do I replace this security? How do I replace everything that I know? And that fear trap, that Stockholm syndrome, I think is one thing that stops people becoming self-employed. And that's something that I'm very passionate about helping, is how do you unlock that fear? How do you unlock that mindset to actually break free, and what the benefits of fulfillment can be from that? And the other is the money trap. You know, we all live above our means.
Isn't it amazing how people's expenditures tend to rise in line with their income?
Oh, God. Well, most people in corporate, it increases before the rising commission, because, you know, a good old branch manager, they sell 32 houses in a month and they stick, you know, £100,000 in their pipeline. They go home and the natural instinct is to want to spend it because they think it's coming, but they don't realize they've got to wait 3 months for it. So yeah, that money trap of thinking, actually almost a slave to what my income is, and I've built a life around that. For me, they're the two biggest issues of what stops people becoming self-employed.
So how do we get over those fears?
I think for me, the fear of getting out of that environment is to understand, first of all, that actually a state agency for me is a very simple process. It's bound five principles of being brilliant, from preparing well for your client, delivering a great pricing marketing strategy, looking after the offer negotiations, and then seeing the client through right the way through till the end of their journey. And actually, if you reflect back on the skills that you've got, and then look at the inhibitors that you've got within your environment. And for me, Chris, it's all about environment. If you feel safe in an environment in corporate state agency, you'll stay there. You've got to get over the fear factor that actually working for yourself, although it fears seems to be unsafe, actually you are now in control of your own destiny. You're in control of when you work, of how hard you work. You're in control of how much service and the quality of service, which reflects your income. And all of a sudden, when you realize that you've got that control over your life, that's when your environment provides you a new safety in a self-employed model.
Jim, that's been absolutely fantastic and fantastically insightful. Thank you for your time today.